I'll be discussing strings and D3 brains. It's a little bit more than original title in ADS5 and S5. So this is based on two papers written with Ruslan Mitsaev from Moscow. I'll start with a string story in ADS5, and I'll skip most of motivation why this is of interest. In fact, the construction of the action I'll be discussing can be done, could be done in back in 85. It uses very little of recent developments. Later on, I'll discuss some properties of the string action and demonstrate its conformal invariance. And then I'll discuss D3 brain action, an action of a D3 brain probe moving in ADS5 S5. And at the end, I'll try to relate these two parts of the talk. So in general, the string theory in this background, which is supplemented by Ramon-Ramon 5 form, is obviously complicated theory. It has Ramon-Ramon background. Its usual Neuber-Schwarz-Ramon approach looks very complicated and clear how to apply it. So what we do is we basically construct Green-Schwarz type action for the string moving in this background and try to see whether we can learn something from this action. Surprisingly, the result will be very simple. The result for the action will be very simple. And in fact, the cases of the flat space action and ADS5 S5 action will be very similar. So if we just look at type 2B supergravity, we know there are two maximally supersymmetric vacua in this theory. And we can look how what is the string action moving corresponding flat space and ADS5 S5. And the in these two cases, we have the corresponding symmetry has been super Poincaré group in 10 dimensions and this supergroup. So the idea to look at these string actions is from the point of view of strings moving in flat superspace in this case, or in this kind of symmetric superspace, which is a factor of SE24 over SO14 SO5, and that factorization gives us ADS5 times S5. So let me first remind you the original construction of reformulation by Annoy and Nezinchesko of the original Green-Schwarz action in flat space. We look at flat superspace from the group theoretical point of view. We have super Poincaré group in 10 dimensions with generated translations, rotations, and supercharges, two of them. And that's a standard algebra. We parameterize the coset in terms of x's and theta's. So capital X is a superspace coordinates. And if we define the Cartan 1 forms, that's the formalism we'll be using all the way. In the usual way we consider this decomposition, these are Maurer-Cartan equations for this one forms for the translational one and spinor ones, and that's the standard solution which defines the flat superspace. So what we have is Dielbinds are just dx, or one forms are dx plus theta squared term, and spinor part is just d theta. So this string action is defined to be, we want to have global supersymmetry, and we want to have the right number of degrees of freedom. And as was first realized by Green and Schwarz, we need to add Wiesz-Zumino terms to this action to have kappa invariance. So the action has standard kinetic term, which is square of basically generalized derivative of dx, plus a Wiesz-Zumino term, which is integral of a closed free form. In this case, there is a unique form which gives kappa invariant action, and it has this simple form. So we have product of translational one form and two spinor parts. It breaks U1 symmetry relating the two superchargers, which is absent in string theory but formally present in type 2B supergravity, and that will be the property of all the actions I'll be discussing later. So in this simple flat superspace case, the free form is actually derivative of a two form, and explicitly what we get out of this LL plus L cube action is this Green-Schwarz action in flat superspace, flat space, having this standard form. Now the question is, suppose we replace flat space by a coset with ADS5 times S5. So we have the usual sigma model. What are the fermionic terms which supplement it if we would like to have kappa invariance and the right number of supersymmetries? So one possible approach to this question is to look at a generic type 2B supergravity background, and that was done, and to look at Green-Schwarz action in this background, that was done back in 85 by these authors. And formally, one can write down, following Witten's paper in type 1 theory, a formal expression in terms of Wheelbinds and on superspace in terms of corresponding superfields, background superfields, a formal expression for the action, and one learns that if the superspace fields satisfy standard constraints plus equations of motion, the action is kappa invariant. But how actually one can find the specific form of these background superfields given this bosonic background, ADS5 times S5? This turns out to be quite complicated, and actually this problem wasn't solved directly. Our construction gives indirect solution to this question. So if one just proceeds order by order in theta, the action which one expects to get has this form. It's bosonic sigma model. In general background, one has also a symmetric tensor. There is various higher order theta terms multiplied by curvature. There is this Ramon-Ramon coupling, phi form. And in ADS5, what we have is the curvature being product of these two terms and F5 being non-trivial. So the result will be some kind of that action, but we will try to get this action in complete form. And to do that, one actually needs to use the way how we find this action is by using geometric approach, by starting directly with the symmetry algebra or supergroup, and consider the coset superspace, determine the Wheelbind as a left from the left invariant cut on one form defined by the group. So it's very systematic construction, just follows step by step what one does in flat space. And what one finds at the end is that the action is unique, its existence is unique, and the main issue is to identify the right Wesermina term, which one needs to add to the standard kinetic term. So the result is effectively a kind of symmetric superspace which we get. We find the free form from the condition of kappa invariance, and we have Wheelbinds from the structure of the superalgebra SU2-4. I would like to stress that there is an advantage of using these Cartan forms, not specific coordinates, and one can easily realize that by thinking of coset space sigma model in terms of coordinates and in terms of, say, group elements. Like in this case, you have manifest global symmetry in the second case. So I understand Renata Kalash will probably be discussing the standard supergeometry approach, so I'll not comment on that. So why that particular coset superspace? So ADS5 times S5 is this product. So we start with this basic supergroup, and we will take a factor over these two groups and get the required superspace. So the main part of the starting element is the superalgebra SU2-4, and the main difficulty probably is writing this algebra in the right way, which makes construction pretty straightforward. So what are the generators? We have translations and rotations for each factor, plus we have 32 supergenerators. So we split these translations into in this way, and splitting gamma matrices, one finishes with this kind of superalgebra, which has pretty simple form. So translations commute on rotations, supercharges with translations commute on supercharges times gamma matrix, etc. And in the right-hand side of Q, you get translations and rotations. So the superspace is this one. We pick up coset representative, which is function on this superspace, and I'll be using these hatted indices to identify both, to include both IDS path and S5 path. So what we have here is wheel binds, five binds to top ADS5 and S5, Cartan connections, and spinner path of wheel binds. They satisfy Maurer Cartan equations, which are implied by the algebra. So the meaning of them is, as usual, this is vanishing of, effectively, this is kind of torsion equal to fermionic part. This is curvature equal to the constant ADS5, S5 part plus spinner part, and this is spinner equation. So the idea to construct the action is to find such one which has bosonic part, just standard sigma model on this symmetric space, which has global SU2, 2, 4 invariance, which is invariant under Kappa symmetry. And then automatically, well, it also satisfies this property that it reduces the Green-Schwarz action if we take the radius to infinity. Then what we learn is that such action exists and it's unique and it does contain the expected Ramonov-Rowan coupling to a five form. So it has all the right properties and it's essentially unique action which satisfies these conditions. So surprisingly, well, the action has more or less the same structure as the flat space, flat superspace action or Green-Schwarz action. So it has this quadratic term, kinetic term, in terms of translational parts of wheel binds, plus free-form part. So the free-form part, again, is product of two spinner parts times translational one times gamma matrix. So this is a unique closed superinvariant free-form, which makes this action Kappa-invariant, basically having right number of degrees of freedom. These are Kappa symmetry transformation laws, which are standard. And to find explicit form of Vesemina term, we parameterize the coset element in terms of thetas in this way. So g of x can be any element on the bosonic part times exponent of theta times q. So then the action takes this form. We can integrate this three form over M3, reduce it to the two-dimensional form, and explicit form of this part is just written as an integral of an auxiliary parameter, real parameter T, which summarizes the dependence on theta of the wheel binds. This dependence on theta is just governed by Maurer-Cartan equations, which tell us how what is the theta dependence of these wheel binds. So it goes up to theta in power 32. We have 32 thetas, so it's complicated, but it's encoded in these equations, how wheel binds depend on theta. So to lead in order in theta, that's what one finds. It's from these equations, one finds that LA is translational part of wheel binds. They're just usual wheel binds on ADS5 and S5 plus quadratic term in thetas. The spinner part starts with derivative of theta, and the most important point is this Caveran derivative in ADS5 times S5. It contains the usual Cartan connection part plus a term linear gamma times theta, times the wheel bind times theta. And that part effectively encodes most of the physics of ADS5 times S5. In particular, this Ramon-Ramon coupling actually will be coming out of this term in the d theta derivative. So plugging these expressions in this action, one finds action to the quartic term in theta's direction. One can actually do better and solve this Maurer-Cartan consequence of Maurer-Cartan equations explicitly. And this was done in a recent paper by Kalash, Rajaraman, and Ramfeld. And the idea is very simple and well known in general. Then, if you have a symmetric space, you can use the fact that curvature is constant, and you can solve for Willebrand explicitly in terms of function of quadratic, which is quadratic in X, effectively curvature times XX. So similar solution exists in theta sect of these Mara-Cartan equations, and that's how it looks like. So what you have here is just powers of matrix M, which is quadratic in thetas. So they go up to theta 6, M16, sorry, theta in power 32, and the string action written in this explicit form has this structure. So plugging in W and V, you get all powers of theta just doing this integral over power over parameter T. So to, again, to quartic order in thetas, that's what we find. It's essentially the same as Green-Schwarz action, where you replace, put the metric on its right place to contract the indices, replace derivatives, usual derivatives, by covariant derivatives, this ADS5 times S5 covariant derivative. So what one finds then from this covariant derivative, one indeed finds this particular structure, which has interpretation of coupling to Ramon-Ramon 5 form. We didn't put in the presence of Ramon-Ramon 5 form in the construction. You just get, we get it as an output. And this is not surprising because there is a general statement that if you have kappa symmetry, you should better have a background which satisfies equations of motion of type 2B supergravity. And we did start with this background, which is solution only if supplemented by F5. So in a sense, F5, the presence of F5 is encoded in the algebra SU2, 2,4, effectively. So some properties of the string theory. So in a sense, what we have shown is an existence and uniqueness theorem. There is an analog of Green-Schwarz action, and in this case, whether it's of use. Well, first surprising fact about this action that one can show, and that's a little, part of this is a new result, that this is indeed a conformal theory, and a novel type of conformal theory. So why this is the case? So first, this is an action which has certain global supersymmetry, and it's unique. So in fact, that suggests that there should be no infinite randomization in this action. This is two-dimensional classically conformal theory. Now we look at quantum level, whether we have divergences. And the answer is no. And the reason is the following. By global symmetry, the first term in the action can be randomized only by a factor, as usual for, say, ON model or any symmetric space sigma model. Now, we also have this Vesdomina term in the action, and this Vesdomina term cannot be randomized, and that's I'll demonstrate on the next transparency. And that's exactly the same story as in Vesdomina-Witten model. Vesdomina term is not randomized at all, not because of topology, but just because of local invariance. Sorry, invariance under global symmetry. Okay. So the second point. Given that Vesdomina-Witten term is not randomized, and given kappa symmetry, which relates the Vesdomina term to the kinetic term, we can actually argue that there is no randomization of the constant in front of the first term. So this is a conformal theory. Why the central charge is free? Well, we certainly expect central charge to be having free theory value. Dilaton is constant in this case. And indeed, in this background, Dilaton beta function is constant just because curvature is constant. F5 is constant. But the key point of this background is that indeed the leading order correction to central charge cancels out. And as in Vesdomina-Witten model, it's natural to expect that there exists a scheme, proper supersymmetric scheme, in which this happens to all orders. So in fact, this theory has free central charge. To put it in context, compare this to Bosonic's G over H sigma model. In this case, we do have non-trivial beta function. This is theory which has mass generation, etc. Now, if we add Vesemina term, what we are claiming is that in this supersymmetric case, plus kappa symmetry, we get conformal theory. So effectively, what happens is one way to say what happens is that because of covariant constancy of the background of freeform, all corrections to randomization of Bmu vanish. So this is the transparency which was supposed to demonstrate that Vesemina term is not randomized. The basic idea is that the free form is a product of Willebrand's invariant one forms, and if you expand the field in the classical and quantum part, you can easily convince yourself that since the free form becomes local function in two dimensions, and since divergences are local, you can't generate a randomization of invariant integral of free space from a two-dimensional integral. You can't rewrite two-dimensional divergences back in three as an integral of three form over three space. So exactly the same argument works in Vesemina-Witten model, and actually it also implies that flat Green-Schwarz action is conformal without fixing physical gauge. You can argue that not just by reducing it to a free field, but in general. So one can also do direct check of this conformal invariance at one loop, and fixing kappa symmetry gauge without fixing bosonic gauge. And this is very similar to what Grisaro and Zanon were doing in type 1 theory or heterotic theory. So one basically finishes up with the same on-shell mass condition. So what we found is a kind of novel type of conformal field theory. We don't have good formulation of it in terms of, say, free fields or something like that. But what we see is that fermions supplement the usual cassette space sigma, which is non-conformal, and make it conformal already at one loop. So this is quite surprising because the previous experience, for example, the Vesemina-Witten model, what happens is the fermions change only two and higher law order beta functions. They make them vanish, for example, but they cannot make non-conformal theory out of conformal at one loop. Sorry, conformal theory out of non-conformal at one loop. So various open questions related to that are whether what kind of more useful formulation we can have with this action. I should just mention that since we got this symmetry in the action, we certainly must have right states being classified by this symmetry. And also one can see that one gets the right marginal vertex operators, which are in agreement with expected type 2B spectrum, massless state spectrum. So various open issues here are still how to put the action in a simpler form. We expect, in fact, that x, theta are not the right variables. There should be some more adequate ones. And one can certainly say, well, n equals 4 super Young Mills may be the best formulation for this theory, but we would actually like to understand how this theory appears in this context from sort of more two-dimensional point of view. So second part of my talk, which I'll try to run quickly through. So suppose we have a D3 brain, classical D3 brain probe moving in ADS5 times S5. What kind of action we would have? From string theory point of view, one can consider two D brains and D brains and separate one probe, integrate out massive modes, and some various recent developments suggest that what one finishes with, well, on one hand, this is quantum effective action of n equals 4 U1 n plus 1 super Young Mills theory. On the other hand, it should be having this supergravity. I certainly studied 35 minutes. So the action has the construction of the action is similar to what I was just describing. It's sum of Born-Intel action plus certain five form, and it generalizes flat space action, which was constructed by Schwartz et al. And the structure of the action, I just try to finish very quickly. It's a Bonneville action, supersymmetric version of Bonneville action, plus a five form, which is uniquely fixed by kappa invariants. This five form contains fermions to all orders, to all orders which they can appear, and it also contains the required five bosonic part of five form. So what is all this good for? I'll just finish with my conclusions. Well, first, this action, there is a kappa invariant supersymmetric SU2, 4 invariant action for D3 brain, which in the kappa symmetry gauge reduces to, effectively, it has Super Young Mills interpretation. It contains fermion soul orders in theta, and it has required symmetries. This is quite non-trivial, given that we don't have, say, n equals 4 superfield formulation of theory. This is an extension of Born-Infield action, not in flat background, but in this ADS5 times S5, which has interpretation of quantum effective action of n equals 4. Standard n equals 4 is Super Young Mills. So having supersymmetry to all orders, having supersymmetry transformation to all orders, and having explicit dependence on theta to all orders is quite non-trivial. So just 1 minute. I'll quickly try to summarize what I want to say. So the action of superstring exists in unique and it has this simple structure. So this is a conformal theory, as I tried to argue, and the D3 brain in this space, it's again a unique action, and in static kappa symmetry gauge, it has kind of effective Super Young Mills interpretation, U1 extension of extension of U1 n equals 4 Maxwell theory. So what is the connection between these two parts of this story, string and D3 brain? There should be a connection. In particular, one should look at D brains. Now, starting with the string action, one can add a boundary, so define this theory on a disk, and look for D brains, in particular D3 brain parallel to the boundary, or D5, which was recently discussed over S5, such can be understood directly from the looking at this string action. Coupling to Super Young Mills at the boundary and at the boundary at S5, one should be able to derive this action, which I was just discussing by this, well, trying to discuss by this group theoretical method, one should be able to derive it from string theory. Hopefully, that may give an extra clue on why string theory on ADS5 is related to Young Mills. Well, thank you.
Any questions?
Yes.
Yes.
What properties does your string on ADS5 plus S5 have that the green force doesn't have in 3.6?
Could you repeat the question?
Classical green Schwarz action in. The action exists in flat, green Schwarz action in flat space, right?
In 3, 4, and 6, and it certainly cannot be quantized in 3, 4, and 6.
Cannot be quantized?
Yeah, it's only consistent in 10, green Schwarz, we believe.
It's consistent in 10. I wish I understand what you're asking about. You can start with green Schwarz action, perturb it near some background. In any background, in 10 dimensions. I was discussing non-trivial background.
Well, but I want to know why you claim that this can be quantized.
By quantization means I was discussing sigma model, quantizing sigma model, which is looks non-linear. You can actually fix a kappa symmetry gauge in without fixing X gauge, like Lightman gauge, and quantize this theory. And that's what was discussed by Grisau and Zanon, for example. You can determine the randomization of this theory. The argument I gave actually didn't even assume how I developed the perturbation theory. No, you don't cancel central charge.
You don't have
central charge.
You can't cancel central charge in this theory.
If you, Well, you don't have supersymmetric theory.
Are there other questions? Well, let's thank our colleague again then.